Tom Skilling joins us now. And Tom, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're here because I got to ask you something. I'm feeling like this weather. Hi, by the way. I'm feeling this weather does not feel right now. It just doesn't. It's way too calm at the moment. And I feel like 2020 is going to end with a boom. I'm not going to like it, but I just feel like that's what's going to happen. Some sort of awful weather is going to head our way. But by now, I'm feeling like you might have some eyes and understanding of what's ahead.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, if the bang is there, the big hit, it isn't showing up clearly yet, Anna. That's not to say something might not assemble, but I'll tell you, we're watching this stuff go all around us. New York City, Boston, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, those areas are going to get hard hit, the mountains of Maryland. So big snowstorm out there. I was looking at some of the average snow accumulation forecast. One of the products out of the Weather Service puts 14 inches down in New York City. Hmm. So how about that? Now, that system is the one that's producing these clouds we see now, and they'll kind of fill in. We're going to get a wind off the lake, so we may have a couple flurries blowing through. And the light snow on its northernmost periphery is expected to spread up about to the southern tip of Lake Michigan. So our northwest Indiana suburbs, our southern Chicago suburbs, could see a little organized light, what we call system snow. But that's just the beginning of what will turn into an out-and-out nor'easter out to the east of us. So we've dodged another bullet by, from every indication. And I was looking out. I figured you'd ask me about a white Christmas, whether we've got one coming.
Sure.
And you know what? European model says no. Our U.S. model has a little light snow producer going through Christmas Day. So we'll keep an eye on that. But, you know, as far as a big storm, I agree with you. I feel the same way. We are in that territory climatologically where if we're going to get a big snow, this is when it starts happening. Don't see it yet, but it may be there. And so we'll just keep our eyes peeled on developments. Heaven knows, and if you look out in the Pacific, there's one system after another coming in. It pounds the mountains out there and the West Coast, and then treks across the country, grabs Gulf moisture once it clears the Rockies. It's snowing out in the plain states with this system. But then as it goes east, it'll tap Atlantic moisture, and that's when it really takes off. There could be 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds on the coast out there, the Jersey Shore and areas like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we sit with clouds and little flurries, perhaps, as the next 36 hours go on.
Right. Here we sit, and I'm looking out right now from our beautiful studios on the 18th floor here at Columbus and the River, and looking out toward Navy Pier, calm as can be. There aren't any waves kicking up. It's just really calm. I'm not wishing for anything to happen. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, Tom.
Anna, you would not be a Chicagoan in the middle of December if you weren't thinking, gosh, I wonder, is Mother Nature have anything planned for us?
Right.
This is when Mother Nature will do it to us. I was looking at the temperatures. We went down to 18 at O'Hare last night, 22 at Midway, but it was 10 out at McHenry, 13 in Woodstock, and yet it was 18 as close by as Winnetka, too.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty chilly night. Yesterday's 32 was the coldest daytime high we've had, and we ought to be close to that today. Coldest high since late February, more than 9 months ago. So that may have you thinking about it, too, the fact it's kind of gotten cold. But, you know, when you look out over the next 2 weeks, even though it's going to be chilly this work week, the highs will actually be a tad above normal. And we might even get an upper 40, say, a Monday, and even a low 40 on Friday. So, there's nothing barbaric about that.
Not at all. You said looking out toward Christmas, there's some chance, or where would you put that?
Yeah, there's a little system they've got, one of our models has coming through here. Now, you got to understand, that's 10 days out,
mm-hmm.
and the details get a little fuzzy at that range, but the general consensus is that by and large, the next 2 weeks' temperatures, though they may seem chilly, are not anywhere below, terribly below normal. There may be a few days in there that we get some Arctic chill. We're in such a chill right now. But, this is a time of the year when you can go sub-zero. I was looking 4 years ago. We were in the middle of a cold spell. that was to produce three sub-zero days, including one that went down to 15 below zero. That's just 4 years ago. Don't see anything like that in the next week and perhaps even 2 weeks. But little chunks of cold air will make a move on us, but come in rather modestly by historic standards. Mm-hmm. So that sounds good.
Do you have a lot of listeners and viewers asking you about where the snow is? Are other people anticipating it? What would you say if you feel
like we're in a snow drought. We've had 0.7 inches of snow in Chicago. We should have over 4 inches, or that's been the average. So I ask my colleague, Rich Coleman, who's keeper of our Chicago climatological database here. He spent 10 years committing all of these numbers to computer, and there's not a day that goes by we don't debrief that database. So I was asking him, I said, how unusual is it to have only 0.7 inches of snow on the books in Chicago by this day? He looked. We have snow records that go back to the 1884-85 snow season in Chicago. That's 136 years or so. And only 18 years of those 136, that's 13% of them, have had so little snow by this date in a snow season. So we are, and much of the country is not swimming in snow at this point. Even the ski resorts out west could use a little more snow. They've got enough to work with. But it's not been an extraordinary year, even though we have individual storms like this thing spinning up on the East Coast that look kind of interesting. But snow drought is the term for the moment here, and it takes only one storm to change that. And we'll keep looking for it. But right now, all is quiet on the western front here, Anna.
Back with Tom Skilling now. And hey, Tom, more to ask you about with our weather, and I want to get to more of that in a moment. But I just want to check in on your colleagues and some of the situation there with COVID. I know Dean Richards has talked with John Williams and Bob Surratt about his personal dealings with
yes.
it. And you've got a few cases over there.
We do. Jared Payton announced last night that he has it. He's been working from home. Hmm. He says he's okay. But I can tell he's a little raspy, and I worry about that. Anybody who gets this, this is nothing to fiddle with.
No.
My primary care physician, we've talked about this, and she said, I've been a physician for decades, and this thing does things to people I've never seen it do before. This is really something. Mike Hamernick, my meteorological colleague,
sure.
and I've been working with Mike over the phone in the last week because my other producer, Bill Schneider, has been away. But Mike told me he's coming off COVID, and he's got a heck of a cough. So, this is nothing to fool with. Anna, the station has taken remarkable over at the TV station. I've only been in occasionally since the surgery and then also this COVID-19. I've been doing my shows out of home here. But when you go into the station, your temperature is taken and you're asked, hey, have you had any cough or any symptoms like that, even before you get in the door. And our reporters very often drive to the scene they're reporting from. They don't go out with our crews to keep everybody kind of separated. So there's a real, the station is bent over backwards to try and do what it can do to prevent the spread of this. And yet, this is an insidious virus. It affects people incredibly. Yeah, it's interesting. One of my meteorological colleagues found a paper done by Hong Kong researchers in October of 2008 in which they discussed this virus, this coronavirus that was they found in bats in China. And they worried in this paper back in October 2008 that this might have the chance of jumping from animal to human and turning into a pandemic. And wow, how prescient those terms, those observations were. Since then, they found evidence of COVID in Cambodia. Samples they had taken years ago and frozen for biological research purposes. And I guess there have been some discovered in some Japanese samples as well. So it's You know, these viruses are
not to be messed with. I know personally so many people now who have, just in this recent surge, have all at once, just entire families just knocked down by this.
It's not,
I mean, it's something we're taking seriously. And as soon as you have it, you can see the look in the eyes of the person just warning everybody else, hey, come on, please. I know there is that minority of folks who don't get very serious cases, but then there's certainly a lot of people who seem totally healthy who are battling in a big way. But hey, look at the vaccine rollout. I just feel like there's so much hope with that happening. And it really, saying that I was watching the FedEx trucks and the UPS trucks and the planes and all the full distribution of it all and the beauty of that. But just the fact that there is, a lot of hope around the corner.
No question. Science, it's amazing that they have come up with this kind of vaccines in this short a period of time. And we're assured that all protocols have been followed and that this is safe. And it's stunning. It really is.
It is. Anything else you want to tell us about the weather? What's ahead for us this week, Tom?
Well, little flurries could blow in off the lake here, and there might be a little light snow into our southern suburbs, and that's up to the south tip of Lake Michigan. We're down in those areas, down in northwest Indiana, our southern suburbs, 3 to 1 inch total seem a pretty good estimate right now. So this is not a big deal. But it just looks like a chilly work week ahead, warming to 41 ultimately on Friday, but that's not warm. That is a bit above normal, though. And then we'll hover around 40 on Saturday and Sunday, go up around 40 as well. And then we could surge a little bit on Monday before another cold air chunk comes down, cools us down to the 20s next week.
Yep.
But, Anna, it's nice to be able to talk to you on a December, what is it?
15th, 10 days till Christmas. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And be able to say that, at least at the moment, there are no storms in sight.
And Bears play Minnesota Sunday. Is that at Minnesota? Are there any storms that might hit them but not us?
Gosh, I haven't looked carefully at that. Okay. I've got to do that. But I can tell you that it looks like it's going to be kind of seasonable in the sense they'll be chilly up there. There's no doubt about it. But the Pacific air, they'll be reaching us Monday. We'll be getting in there on Sunday. So I would suspect that while chilly, it'll probably be above normal by their standards. Mm-hmm. And by then, I suspect we're talking about, mid-30s to low 40s for the game. Won't be many people in the stands.
No, there won't.
That's for sure.
I've been watching these games.
The comfort of our homes.
I've been watching these games. I saw the Ravens-Browns game last night, and it looked like there were fans, but just really spaced out. And it, it's a strange thing, that piped-in crowd noise. I'm not getting used to it yet, Tom. It just it feels weird.
No.
It feels weird.
It's a different world. Did you ever think we'd go through this? I don't think this was on our radar scopes. Anyway, it is amazing.
I just want to ask you here finally. How about Maddie? Your pooch? You getting a Christmas gift for her? Because I was talking about this on my show that this year so many people adopted dogs and that pet gifts huge this year, Tom. I just didn't know what you were doing at your household.
Well, Maddie is the joy of our lives here, and we have a little Waldo the kitty, which this cat is the sweetest thing you've ever seen. She became a member of the family back when she was 5 weeks old. She was just an adorable little thing, and she is just a lot of fun. But Maddie is a joy. She'll often be sitting at my feet, and 2.5 feet away from where I'm doing the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks up, and I'm sure she's saying, "Now, what's Daddy Tom doing, talking to nobody? What is this waving at this TV monitor and all, and talking to nobody's in here?" And she can't quite figure that out. But she's so loving. She says, "Well, if he wants to do this, to each his own."
I'm up for it. Yeah, as long as she gets some attention and a nice treat afterwards, I'm sure she's fine, Tom. I just want to wish you and everybody there at your household the Merry Christmas, and I won't be here next week. So
you're
sweet. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you and to all of our Jewish friends. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, right?
So, but wonderful holiday season, and it's nice to see the lights and have these vaccines on the horizon. It's all good, Anna.
Yeah.
We've got some rough months ahead, but it's there's hope in the future.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Tom. Be well, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
You too, Anna. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.